This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown.
There is a problem in Dallas, and every time you turn around, it seems the warnings become more ominous. And we've spoken to Dallas's Mayor Mike Rawlings about it, notably his warning that the state's second biggest city could be forced into bankruptcy because of a meltdown in the police and fire pension fund. The FBI is looking into what some believe were shaky real estate deals. Well, now Mayor Mike Rawlings is asking the Texas Rangers to get involved. Tristan Hallman's covering this story for the Dallas Morning News. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Dave.
I want to ask about the logistics here, because it seems like it's not just that the mayor says that he wants the Rangers to get involved. The Rangers have said, we're ready to jump in here. That's rather extraordinary, it strikes me.
Yeah, it's awfully unusual. We've known for a while that the FBI is looking into the pension fund, or at least transactions related to the pension fund. The pension fund has hired a law firm, Diamond McCarthy, to investigate things that went on there as well. So some people think this might be redundant. Others say, you know, what's one more law enforcement agency at the party here? But this also comes right before they want to go to the state legislature and propose their own solution to how to fix the pension fund. So this will obviously put that on their legislators' radar as well.
Let's try to speak bluntly here. Is it your sense that the Dallas mayor is doing just pulling out all the stops so that he can avoid having the city saddled with the burden of covering this these massive losses? I mean, he has warned that the city might go bankrupt because of this.
Well, there's certainly a benefit to drawing attention to what the pension fund did before. And the mayor has made clear in the past that the city should not be on the hook, should not be liable for this, but will participate in the solution. That seems to fit with what he's doing here.
Where is the criminality here? Presumably, the FBI and the Texas Rangers would be looking for some sort of evidence that a crime was committed.
Right. Well, the problem with the pension fund, the real problem that exacerbated some of the overly generous benefits paid out over the years, was that they invested very heavily in real estate, and it was non-traditional real estate. So they had to write down some very significant losses within the last few years because they had massively overvalued it. They didn't follow accounting standards. So the criminality, you would think, would be somewhere in there if it exists.
Mm-hmm. And we do know that, and as you report, the feds earlier this year raided the office of a realty advisor group which worked with the previous administrator of this pension fund?
Not just worked with, but worked in the same building. They're no longer associated with the pension fund. But yeah, the idea of being that heavily invested in real estate for a pension fund is extremely unusual, and especially this non-traditional, riskier real estate.
You mentioned, as we got started, that this comes at a sort of propitious moment as the legislature is getting ready to return to Austin. Why is that significant, in your opinion?
Well, the state legislature obviously has ultimate control, because this is not a fund that is governed by the city. They don't get to make the decisions in terms of how to fix the pension fund. Now, the legislature also can't necessarily force the city to bail out the pension fund in general, but they can impact the solution. And you know, no one in the city wants a defined contribution plan or a 401k. There might be taxpayers who see some benefit to that. That's not what the city wants, because it's harder to retain and attract police officers and firefighters, and it's definitely not what police and firefighters want.
So, again, what in terms of the legislature, could the legislature fix this in one fell swoop? Or, I mean, why is that significant?
They're going to have to. So the legislature is going to have to make the final decision on what the fix is. They've insisted that the city and the pension fund and police and firefighters come up with one solution, but ultimately they hold all the power in this situation.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this turns out. Tristan Hallman has been covering this story for the Dallas Morning News. He's Dallas City Hall reporter. Tristan, thanks so much for taking time with the Standard.
Hey, thanks for having me.